And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Did you know there is a pickleball association here on the coastside? That's the topic of this week's Feature of the Week. I'm Cindy Menzel, and today I'm talking with Manolo Fernandez and Mara Krasts, who are the founders of the Coastside Pickleball Association. So first of all, what exactly is pickleball?
Pickleball is a sport integrating a few aspects from tennis, from badminton.
Badminton?
Badminton, tennis, badminton,
ping pong.
And ping pong. Thank you very much.
First, you told me that you enjoyed playing pickleball. You've been here for 25 years on the coastside. You've only been playing for 3 or 4 months, but it's one of the most neighborly and social sports you've ever participated in. Explain that. And it sounds like you sit down during pickleball.
Absolutely. When we go to our local facility to play, the Ted Arco Community Center, we had 2 courts available, and because we are quite a number of players, we get a chance to sit down waiting for our turn. And when we are sitting down, we talk to each other. And by doing that over the weeks and over the months, I got to meet so many new neighbors that I never met before.
That's wonderful. So, Mara, you said you were a tennis player and you're now a pickleball player. What do you enjoy playing about pickleball?
Oh, my gosh. I fell in love with it immediately. It's easy to pick up. Just because I have a tennis background, I mean, I fell in love with it, but you don't have to have that background. It's really social. It's easy to pick up. It's fun. I never laughed as hard as I do when I play pickleball. It's just a great social sport. It's competitive. So if you're someone that really likes to challenge yourself, you can definitely get competitive. I've played some tournaments over the last few years and really enjoy that as well. I love that challenge. But you can play it as a social sport, and that's really what a lot of people do. It's just a lot of fun to get together to play, and we have a great community on the coast to do that with.
And you said it's not an old person sport.
No, it is not. That's such a misconception. I think that initially when it was really a hot trend in the beginning of the pandemic, people believed it was just an old people's sport, right? Those for 65 and older. But we found is that the fastest growing demographic within pickleball is actually the 18 to 24 year olds. And generally now the population, I think Manolo had said it's nationally, it's 70% of the population are actually under the age of 55. So for those who play pickleball, hey, it's not just the seniors out there having a great time. People recognize what a fun sport. It's great for families. I see people going on dates in the city at the Golden Gate Tennis Center. They have pickleball courts, and I've seen, you know, folks in their 20s. That's a date that they go and play pickleball.
So want to go out on your first date? Try pickleball.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So where do you play here on the coast side?
Well, we have 2 places available to play close to Half Moon Bay. We have Ted Adcock, and those courts are available Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Sundays, we get to play at Cunha, which is part of the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, and what days are those? Are there special times available, and do you have to sign up for it, or...?
There's no need to sign to you want to play, but the times are very specific for each day. 3 hours each day, and because we are so many players, we are dividing it according to a skill level. So, for instance, on Mondays and Wednesdays, am I right? Mondays and Wednesdays is designed for beginners and intermediate players. Tuesdays and Fridays are mostly for intermediate and advanced players.
Okay, so, and I'm a beginner. I've just never heard of pickleball. I want to try it because I like the social aspect. It's badminton, ping pong, tennis.
Tennis.
So how big is the paddle? And if I want to show up, will someone show me how to do it without making me feel really stupid?
Absolutely. Let me tell you my first day at Adcock.
Okay.
I show up without a paddle. I don't have a paddle. So one of the players immediately noticed that, said, Manolo, please use my paddle. And very friendly, they introduced me to the game with everybody wanting to help with a lot of patience. And within minutes, I was playing my first game. So.
Because you're very athletic, and it doesn't matter if I've been a couch potato for a while, I can just still do that?
You don't have to be athletic. As Mara said before, it can accommodate all skill levels, all ages. It's fun for everyone.
Well, that's great. So you two have created the Coastside Pickle Association, Pickleball, rather, and you have a website, coastsidepickleball.org. And did you say you have 176 members and you're growing? So tell us, why did you found this association and what's the goal and where are you going with it?
So, first of all, I want to say Manolo and I are not the only members of the founding group, but we happen to be the ones here talking with you today.
Okay.
So there are a lot of other folks in the background that are also working really hard on this and have been a part of this organization that we started about 2 months ago. You know, we have 176 people signed up with us already. And we're constantly looking for more members. We are just getting started. So we haven't been able to plan events and things yet for our members, but that is part of the next steps in the plan. What we're really hoping to do is get people to come and participate in some of our upcoming events that we'll be sending out to those who are have signed up. But we also have shared with Ted Adcock Center, so they have that as well.
Going forward, what are you trying to achieve with that?
Yeah, a great question. So what we ultimately want to do is increase the opportunities for people to play pickleball on the coast. And that means increasing the amount of time that we have access to the courts that exist, and ideally adding pickleball courts to some of the upcoming plans that are in place. For instance, what's happening at maybe Smith Field, or if there are other areas where there might be opportunities to add pickleball courts. So it's twofold, really. We want to increase the amount of time that we have available to play on the current courts, such as they are, and then also, hopefully, create new courts somewhere here on the coast.
So did you say you could play pickleball in Foster City and mm-hmm. some of these other, like within an hour drive, I suppose?
Yeah. So there's a lot of places, and I hate to think of all these people driving over the hill if we could just keep them here. They play at the Bay Clubs, which has locations in South City and Redwood City. Foster City has great courts there, multiple courts, all purpose built for pickleball. Redwood City, Palo Alto, Daly City, San Francisco. So everybody has those courts. Unfortunately, we haven't been lucky enough to have that here on the coast yet.
So your major goal, besides having a good time socializing and playing pickleball, is to convince the council to create more or build more pickleball courts?
Ideally, we would love that. I attended the last meeting that Parks and Rec had, and they stated very clearly they want to see more pickleball access on the court. They want to see that for the community, so we know that they definitely support that. Boys and Girls Club, Jill Jacobson, has been a great partner. She definitely supports our efforts. It's not in her control who has access to those courts, but she's definitely supportive of our efforts.
Okay, well, thank you very much. This week's feature of the week has been featuring the Coastside Pickleball Association, our newest association sports club here on the Coastside. I've been speaking with Manolo and Mara, and the website again is the coastsidepickleball.org. Great sport, neighborly, easy to play, fun to socialize for young and old alike. And for KHMB feature of the week, I'm Cindy Menzel.
Our thanks to contributor Cindy Menzel for another interesting feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.